2-2 pitch to De La Rosa. Swing and a miss. And nice Lewis gets her ball. First strikeout of the day.
That was a nice low rise ball. Started at the belt. Ended up around the armpits. Great pitch.
Rockridge going for the program's eighth straight sectional championship today. 2-2 the count. The pitch on its way. Swung on, hit up the middle. Backhanded by DeLasca. Throws to first. Wait. It's an infield single, and the Rockets are on the board. 1-0 in the top of the second.
Just a slowly hit ground ball. Took the second baseman up the middle. Got the run in. Allowed Bailey to get down the line.
Runners at first and second for Rockridge with two outs here in the top of the fourth, trailing 2-1. Dietrich swings into shallow center field. It will drop in front of the center fielder. Sucker throws to the plate up the line, and it's 2-2. The ball bounces off of Kendra Lewis, who is behind the play, and the runners move up to second and third. 2-2 the score.
Just had the bat out there just long enough to get past shortstop.
The pitch to Lewis is swung on, hit hard up the middle, it's down for a hit. Oh. One run will score, and it gets past second to the wall. It's 4-2, Lewis has the second. The Rockets score three runs with two outs in the top of the fourth to take the lead back. It's 4-2. Pitch to Charlie Perkins from Bree DeBlais.
That's a
right center field carrying.
That's a gapper.
The gap, and two runs are going to score. A two-out, two RBI double. Check that. She's trying to get to third, and Perkins is there for a triple. It's 6-2 Rockridge in the top of the fifth.
That was awesome. An off-speed pitch on the outer third of the plate. Stayed back, kept her hands inside the ball, and drove it to the gap. Runs.
1-0 pitch to Dietrich, hit hard over the head of Duke, leaping at shortstop, and Perkins scores. Dietrich going to try to get to second, and she's safe as she beat the throw from the left fielder. It's an RBI double for Taylor Dietrich, and the Rockets now have a five-run lead, 7-2 in the top of the fifth.
I'd put her speed up against anybody. Remember last year, we were here, and she's on third base. We hit a fly ball on the infield. She tags from third and scored.
Danica Sidoris in the pitcher's circle delivers here to Lewis 2-0. Swung on, taken the other way. It's down for a hit in front of the left fielder. Here comes Dietrich. Throw is cut off, and it's 8-2 on an RBI single from Kendra Lewis. 8-2 Rockridge leads. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Riverdale batting, trailing by 6. 1-0 pitch. Bueller takes the other way, tailing it. Charlie Perkins makes a great play on the run. She was positioned perfectly and got there right on the foul line to make the play one away.
She had a great jump. And off of a right-handed batter's bat, a ball hit to the right side is going to tail towards the line. And so she didn't float. She absolutely sprinted as hard as she could to beat the ball to that spot.
Spot 2-1 pitch. De La Rosa hits it hard up the middle. Backhanded diving play
what
by Stella Riley, and throws to first on her knees to get De La Rosa.
The Riley sisters have made some phenomenal plays in the state tournament. Her and her sister Addison. Addison made a play in the 2018 game against Beecher in the championship game. Way to her left, dives, rolls over, and throws it from her backside.
2-1. Sidoris got to get a pitch over the plate here with the bases loaded and two outs. A 2-1 pitch is swung on, taken to right field. Back on it is the right fielder. It's over her head and into the corner. That's going to clear the bases as Perkins heads to third, and she is there with her second straight two-out triple. This one brings home three runs, and the Rockets have opened it up. It's 11-2.
I was just about to say, man, the wind really just picked up. She put it up in the jet stream, and that ball just kept pushing it to the corner.
With two away, Lewis delivers the pitch to Kettleson. Swing and a miss. Eight straight sectional championships for Rockridge as the Rockets will return to Eastside Center for the Super Sectional Monday morning, a rematch of the state title game from a year ago, Rockridge versus Beecher, on Monday in East Peoria at 11 o'clock in the morning. Pre-game coverage will be at 10:30 on WRMJ as Rockridge wins a sectional championship again in 2024.